are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, everybody looks at us Americans as, you know, eating our Twinkies and drinking our soda pop and being unhealthy. Well, it looks like water is still the number one drink, all right, as Americans' favorite drink. Or I shouldn't say still. Water has now beat out soda. Soda used to, I guess, reign as number one. So apparently, we aren't that unhealthy like people try to claim. They guess for more than two decades, soda was the number one drink in the United States, with per capita consumption peaking in 1998 at 54 gallons a year, each person, according to industry tracker Beverage Digest. Americans had at the time only drunk 42 gallons a year of water at the time. But over the years, because people have been yelling about soda and Mayor Bloomberg wants to take credit for this one, people started to go to water. I kind of disagree. I think it's because these bottled waters make it easier for people to drink water. Okay? Remember, we need convenience. We Americans are very spoiled. We need convenience. So I, you know, there was like bottled Avion and things like that in the 80s, but it wasn't until I think the late 90s where you could just grab a water bottle and drink and go. And water bottles to me became very, over the last 15 years, very popularized. So I say it's because of that. Anyway, they say Americans now drink an average of 44 gallons of soda a year, a 17% drop from the peak in 1998. Over the same time, the average amount of water people drink has increased to 58 gallons a year. Bottled water has led that growth, consumption nearly doubling to 21 gallons a year. Apparently, there's a civil defense attorney, Stephen Noe, who quit drinking soda a year ago. When he first started running triathlons, he wanted to be healthier. He uses a Brita filter for tap water and keeps his pantry stocked with bottled water. Oh, how nice. But, you know, in the 80s, that's when Coca-Cola and Pepsi with their marketing, you know, I mean, you know, remember you had Bill Cosby with Coca-Cola, you had Michael Jackson with Pepsi. Remember Michael Jackson, actually his hair caught on fire during a Pepsi commercial? And Pepsi and Coke just soared with its commercials. And I mean, you know, the 80s was a phenomenal time because even though you always had jingles, some of the best music came out in the 80s. Oh, of course, I'm going to sing of it, right? What? Coke, is it? Okay, I won't sing that one. Okay. But anyway, I was singing the Shasta song. I was singing all the songs. And I think that's when you could start getting soda in schools. That's when kids start to drink it more. I mean, I remember going for fast food was a treat, you know, because my parents would cook. In the 80s, you started to see more women in the workforce, more people going to get fast food, the fast food boom. Fast food took over. If you wanted a water at a fast food place, you had to ask for a cup, and then they would give you the tap water. Okay, I mean, you really, you know, so your on-the-go beverages were going to be soda. Later, they started to add lemonade. Remember, that was such a big deal where you could actually get lemonade, you know, at a fast food place, right? Remember? And then iced tea, really, you could get tea, you know, so you would, you know, very slowly they start to add other beverages. And only recently now you could actually get a bottle of Dasani water. Dasani's made by Coke. So a fast food place that sells Coca-Cola products would probably sell Dasani water, for example. But, I mean, when I worked at Jack in the Box, you know, in my early college years, no, you know, if somebody wanted water, I had to go and get one of those cups. We had special water cups. I'd fill it up with ice, use the little water thing on the grid, and you know, push that button, and that's it. We really didn't have bottled water. Now maybe we did in the late 90s. I just couldn't afford it. I just couldn't imagine paying for water. But and actually, I didn't drink water. I didn't run around with anything. I remember telling myself I'm never thirsty. Remember, I was in Vegas at the time. I was going to school at UNLV. And I remember I'd eat a plum, and that would, you know, I'd tell myself that's all the juice I need. And then what did I get when I was 19 years old? A big whopping kidney stone. And they had told me that I got a kidney stone because if I was drinking any amount of water, it was the tap water. And Las Vegas was the kidney stone capital of the world because of the tap water. So I had to go and buy these jugs. You could get the distilled water in jugs, right? I mean, I guess I had drinking water in these jugs. So I had to buy those. It just hurt me, killed me to think that I had to spend money on water. I was on such a small budget. So I got the jug. I stuck a straw in it. And I would just sit there and drink jugs of water because I was scared to death of having another kidney stone. A 19-year-old girl having a kidney stone, it was pretty scary. I thought I was going to die, and the hospital visit was horrible, not to mention expensive. But then later, so I would have to say, if water is now surpassing soda, we have to give credit to the whole water bottle market. Now, I know, you know, Mayor Bloomberg is trying to, you know, still strive for notoriety with this 16-ounce soda ban. I think we have, though, become educated on sodas and how, you know, calories of sodas aren't equal to calories of a salad or vegetable. So if you have a 200-calorie soda, you're going to get fat as opposed to a 200-calorie salad. so, I mean, I think we are learning as we go. But good job for people drinking water. I think that's great. And we've talked about, for those of you that just can't stand water, it's, you know, again, it has to be cold, all right? Cold water helps. It has to be easy for you to carry. Some of you need the flavored water. There are artificial sweeteners. I don't want to use artificial sweeteners, but there are some natural flavored sweeteners that could also make it more livable, okay? I mean, I understand we all want sweet. We're spoiled. We've trained ourselves now to want sweet. You know, many of us, I have some sweet tarts in my studio, and I actually feel a little bit of the sweet tart still up in my tooth, so I apologize for trying to get it out. But, you know, we're kind of addicted to sweet, I think a lot of us. And, you know, it's just something we need to kind of get over. But good for you guys. Great job with the water. Let's show these other countries that we do know what we're doing. We do know about health, and it's not our fault. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, some of you guys on your fitness binges are now doing a animal-inspired fitness class. I guess you work out like an animal. This is kind of some interesting stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just got a news alert from KFI, 640 a.m. in Los Angeles. White smoke signals, and the Catholic Church has a new pope. So we are waiting for the latest. From what we see right now, none of the other news, KFI usually gets, this news pretty quickly. And, very nice that they send it to me so I could at least report it. But, no news yet. I mean, I don't think we have a name or anything, but apparently there is white smoke from what we are hearing from KFI AM 640. And as we get more information, we will share that with you. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, we have a preschool teacher, 59-year-old Deborah Gatz of Hollister, who has been arrested for allegedly mixing a sleeping aid in the kids' sippy cups. She takes care of toddlers in a California preschool. I'm not sure what city. I apologize about this. Maybe Santa Clara County. And from what we understand, one of the other co-workers saw her try to put Sominex into these kids' sippy cups. Now, Sominex is, I believe, over-the-counter diphenhydramine, which is what we see in Benadryl. None of the kids had an opportunity to drink out of the sippy cups. But then again, you wonder, how long has this been going on for? So one of the other co-workers saw it, contacted authorities. Apparently, she was arrested. Investigators searched her home and found evidence related to the case, immediately leading to her arrest. What could have happened to these kids? I mean, thank God they caught her. You know, Benadryl overall is safe, okay? And the Sominex, you just kind of worry. Was she using anything else? Was she using Ambien? Was she, you know? And you never know how much, people put in if they do, you know, go by the proper instructions. So this is bad on so many levels, but many of us find comfort in the fact that if she hadn't been caught, hopefully nobody would have died. Okay? Because that's some pretty scary stuff. This is just some random preschool, just some random preschool where this stuff happens. You know, when we hear of bad things happening, one of the first things we do, which is a very humanistic quality, is we immediately have shock. We immediately have grief. And then we always try to intellectualize or academize the situation. Okay. Because we feel like we have to do something. We feel like we never want to be victims. So what do we do to prepare ourselves? It's a very natural human instinct. We got to be very, very careful when we do this, though, because we could look selfish at the time. We could look, like we're worrying about ourselves. We could look self-centered, but it's a way to deal with the grief. Okay, like God forbid we have a friend that's raped. You know, when that happens, many times we talk about, okay, well, this is what you need to do so this doesn't happen again. Okay. And sometimes, people will, to comfort each other, go, well, this would have never happened to you because you didn't do X, Y, and Z. And as long as you do X, Y, and Z, you're going to be okay. And, you know, many times we're wrong. You know, when bad things happen, they're random. Like the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, the Aurora, Colorado shooting, the Congresswoman Giffords shooting, you know, at the mall. You know, many of us go, well, darn, I mean, that could be me, that could be me, and we don't want to think that that could be me. So you immediately start to intellectualize, and when you intellectualize, you go, okay, well, luckily this wouldn't have killed the kids, so if it did happen to us, luckily we wouldn't have had a death or whatever. It's kind of a natural process that people do, so don't feel bad when you do that. But the good to that is you do have some preparation. Okay, that hopefully comes out of it. Unfortunately, whenever anything bad happens, that's when we start to up security. Well, I hope we up security in light of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. I don't know. I know a lot of people are kind of fighting that. But, I hope schools start to have armed guards or, you know, teachers who are well-trained, you know, allowed to carry weapons so they don't have to use their body as a human shield. But then with preschools, maybe something like this where the teacher has the ability to drug the sippy cups, cameras in the classroom, and you have a guard sitting there watching the teachers. You know, from what I see with many preschools is, you know, the teachers are in their own classrooms. You do have an administrator that walks around. They take a peek. Most of these classrooms have windows, so the administrator takes a peek and watches, but nobody is watching all the time, 24/7. Nobody is. Is that something we need in the preschools? Do we need a security guard in each preschool? I'd love there to be, you know, somebody who's a guard. I think that's great. I mean, just, you know, for the protection, because there's some wackos out there. But in terms of the teachers, sitting there watching the teachers at all times. I mean, is that practical? Now, many people say, well, the reason why you don't do that is because our screening process for preschool teachers is supposed to prevent that. But the one thing we've noticed is you could be screened. You could pass psychiatric tests. You could be awarded an entry into the police academy. And then a year or two later, you could go rogue. That's why I think there has to be after effect watching. You know, it's interesting. A lot of doctors get stolen from. They get embezzled. And many of these doctors, they get embezzled by their older office manager. Somebody who has been with them for years. Now, we luckily have never had that. We've had some new recruits come in and steal, and luckily they, you know, nobody ever stole that much. We had somebody order narcotics, take them. Somebody stole the flu shots and, try to do a Dr. Dolly, a flu shot clinic. That scared us because she didn't steal as many needles and syringes as she stole flu shots, which makes you worry You know, did she reuse needles? Of course, police got involved, arrested her, et cetera. So, I mean, we've had, you know, some criminals that have come through. Of course, you know, passed with flying colors, their interview and their reference check. See, here's the problem with the reference checks, and I've told you guys this. One of the ladies who ended up stealing from us, she stole the Valium out of the stat kit, and she had wanted to be in charge of ordering the narcotics and the Valium, and I told her, I don't order narcotics and Valium. Why don't you have narcotics and Valium here? I go, because somebody could steal it, right? Or, you know, staff could order it and then pocket it themselves. No, and also I didn't want to be robbed. I didn't want to have a clinic, because that's what happens. Pharmacies and clinics, they get broken into because people go and steal the narcotics. So we wanted to be very, very public about, sorry, we don't have that stuff here. No stocky, sorry, don't come here. No, we don't have no narcotics here. And, but I remember in particular this one woman's reference. You know, I called the old employer, the reference was like one of her best friends. Oh yeah, she's old, good, she's so nice. She makes the best Jell-O. I'm like, fine, I'll call your old employer. So I called the old employer. I told you guys the story. The lady answers the phone, and I go, hi, I'm calling from Dr. Dahlia's office, Integrated Family Medicine. I just wanted to, get a reference check on this one nurse. And the person goes, hold on. So she puts me on hold, and I thought that was odd. But she gets back on, and she says, hire her. You will love her. Hire her. I go, really? She was that good? She goes, absolutely, one of the best employees we ever had. We miss her. Hire her. I go, wow, that is a phenomenal reference. Okay, and so we hired her, and she was the one that ended up stealing the Valium from the stat kit. A lot of kooky things was going on with her, so we let her go. Well, and I'm like, why the hell did they give a reference like that? Well, because the way the system is employers have to pay for the unemployment. And they wanted her off unemployment as fast as they could. See, it kind of blows my mind how some of these laws and some of these protocols are in place, because they're so, they contradict each other. I mean, you know, if I call for a reference, I now have to assume that that reference is going to think of themselves first. And if they are tired of playing unemployment, they are going to jump at the chance for somebody hiring them. Now, keep in mind, you could fire an employee, have them picked up by another employer, but if that employer didn't employ them long enough, you will still get stuck paying the unemployment. I can't tell you how many times, you know, these people, they just get fired and fired and fired, but if they had worked for us a certain amount of time, we have to pay their unemployment, even if they've worked at other places. That's, you know, so unfortunately it puts the employer in a position where they are going to be financially hurt if that crappy employee doesn't get a job. And I notice we have been lied to over and over and over again by past references. I don't even know who to trust anymore. I don't even know who to call for a reference. And it's a shame that that's what's happening. But that's, you know, that's what happens. So you have this preschool teacher trying to drug the toddlers. We don't know how long it's been going on. They believe the kids didn't, you know, drink it. But, you know, you gotta watch. Now, one of the first preschools we put my son in actually had internet access. This is when the internet was starting to grow. It was a very horrible image. Every 5 seconds, it would freeze. So you didn't get to see real time. So all I could do is see my son sitting there crying, and then you saw the teacher's back to him. So you really couldn't get a true image. But I got to tell you, I still like the idea that there was cameras there, you know? All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day, taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, they say the death toll is still rising in the meningitis outbreak linked to that Massachusetts pharmacy. Remember, 6 months ago, there were nearly 17,000 contaminated steroids that were manufactured and distributed throughout the U.S. by the New England Compounding Center. Now, the CDC said, unfortunately, 2 more people have now died from the fungal meningitis and secondary infections, bringing now the death toll to 50. 1 death occurred in Ohio, the first death in that state tied to the Massachusetts scandal, pharmacy scandal. The second death occurred in Michigan, where already 14 people have reportedly died after receiving these contaminated painkillers. Remember how horrible that was? It was a steroid that had a fungus growing in it. And this steroid was used in epidural shots, shots for people's back that had degenerative disc disease, back pain, etc. And the shot was administered, you know, into the back. Hence, the fungus could get into the cerebral spinal fluid, causing a meningitis. The meningitis ended up killing multiple people. Then after that, we found that because it was contaminated with fungus, it might have been contaminated with something else. And we started to see infections within the skin, infections at the site, and those were causing abscesses, etc. They say these latest deaths make a total of 4 deaths connected to the New England Compounding Center since February 11th, while another 722 people are still sick with infections. So we're still dealing with this. 722 people are still battling. Okay, Michigan has dealt with 255 of these infections, which is the most meningitis cases than any other state. Health officials believe close to 1,800 Michigan residents were potentially exposed to contaminated steroids. They say the initial outbreak dealt with the fungal meningitis, which has a smaller incubation period, 4 to 6 weeks. But the secondary infections at the infection in the injection sites are still an ongoing problem, which is why here we are 6 months later still talking about it. And unfortunately, still seeing casualties. In Ohio, there were 600 people exposed to the shots. 13 were diagnosed with meningitis. Now, the New England Compounding Center has suspended operations in October and has filed for bankruptcy. They have blamed it originally on the cleaning crew. You guys heard about that? So they had blamed it on the cleaning crew. And apparently there was supposed to be a clean room. And this clean room, the cleaning crew is not supposed to go into. There's supposed to be another type of cleaning, I guess, system in the cleaning room. I'm a little confused as to how this happened. And I remember when a previous pharmacy had an outbreak, the fungus was under the sink faucet, you know, right there as the water came out. In this particular case, they just said they, you know, picked up the fungus somewhere in the clean room. But they didn't say if it came from the sink. I don't think they ever told us how this happened. From what I understand, they ceased operations as well as others. Many doctors had to, you know, obviously panic and figure out what did they give the patient, and if they gave the patient any of the ones that could have been contaminated. they say some of the fungus was visible to the naked eye. The problem with these steroid injections and these steroid vials is you really need to shake it up in order to administer the medicine. So if somebody reaches into the cupboard for the vial, and many nurses assume that the vials, you know, the expiration dates have already been checked, etc. So you don't always reread the vial. I do, because I'm the doctor. It's my responsibility. I'm the one injecting it, so I always look. But usually doctors rely on their staff. So the staff will probably go grab the bottle, grab the vial, start shaking it up for the doctor. And they could very easily miss the fungus that might have been there. So, you know, because some people are like, I don't understand how the hell could this happened. Well, you know, when you see the series of events, you know, it's a real shame. And so now many people are scared to death of the injections. And, you know, with many state legislators wanting to fight narcotic prescriptions, you know, I was a fan of the injections before the meningitis issue because it, to me, it makes some sense. You're having pain. You're having pain in a localized place. Why not hit that localized place with the pain medicine and the anti-inflammatory? Which is why the steroid injections, to me, in theory, were phenomenal. For some people, it saved them from surgery. For other people, it didn't do anything. But, you know, there's too many people out there taking Lortab, oxycodone, OxyContin, morphine-type substances because of pain in a localized area or a body part. So then why don't we just attack that body part? Just attack that body part head-on. And then, so it makes sense, because some people are like, I don't understand, why are people getting these back pain shots? Doctors are doing too much. You know, but keep in mind, before the injections, we would go straight to surgery if you had debilitating back pain. These injections have saved many people from needing to go into back surgery. So I'm a huge fan of the epidural injections. Just who the hell knew you would have an unclean compounding pharmacy that would be doling out the medication? And sometimes you could see the fungus, sometimes you couldn't. Now, not all doctors were able to see the fungus, because I know some people want to go, well, why don't we sue the doctor for giving it to me? If the vial didn't look dirty, and this was a company, you know, and you received your medication from a company you've used for years, I mean, you know, there's no malice there. There's no negligence. They used a company that was a licensed company. Now, should these companies be, peeked at or inspected a little bit more? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, because we're talking about people's health here. You know, we are. I mean, you know, with my office, we talk about OSHA a lot because OSHA in my city will allow a free inspection. We could ask for an inspection, and I've done this many times. I go, OSHA, can you come out, take a peek, make sure what we're doing is right. Make sure we're doing everything by the book, because we know the laws change. I did it the first day we opened. I did it a few years after we opened, and a few years after that. I go, please, take a look. Make sure we're doing everything perfect, okay? And if we're not, we'll fix it, okay? So, you know, we had some paper towels, but one of the paper towel containers was out of paper towels, so OSHA said, make sure you always have paper towels so they don't have to wipe their hands on their pants. But for the most part, we passed. Our eyewash was where it was supposed to. We had everything in place. We were autoclaving like we were supposed to. And it was good to know because I want my patients feeling, you know, if they're coming to me, the last thing I want to do is make them sick. I took the Hippocratic Oath, and in the Hippocratic Oath, it says do no harm. But sometimes things happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess this menu labeling, a part of Obamacare, has, from what we understand, by the head of the FDA, has said it has gotten extremely thorny. And it says diners are going to have to wait just a little bit longer to find out the calorie counts on most restaurant chain menus, supermarkets, and vending machines. And I guess the FDA is the agency that has to figure out who should be covered by it and who shouldn't. Now, the 2010 healthcare law charged the FDA with requiring restaurants and other establishments that serve food to put calorie counts on menus and in vending machines. The agency issued a rule in 2011, but the final rules have been delayed as some of these non-restaurant establishments have lobbied hard to be exempt. Now, the restaurant industry has signed on to the idea reluctantly and helped to write the new regulations. Supermarkets, convenience stores, and other retailers that sell prepared food. But you have other people that don't, and here's the thing. I have no problem with education. I love the idea of if a person wants to know what they're eating, they have that knowledge to them. I don't think, though, you have to cause restaurants to go through the expense of reprinting all their menus. I think have a pamphlet up front that people can take. Okay? This way it's not shoved down the throat. This way it's not shoved down the restaurant throat. The restaurant has a pamphlet up front that anybody could take. They could get it passed out with the menu. Don't cause a whole reprinting of the menu. Okay? That causes money. Costs money. Somebody gets fired. And remember, we're trying to decrease the damage Obamacare caused with the economy. But apparently there's still so many people challenging this. Okay, who should it apply to? Apparently a judge already struck down New York City's ban on large sugary drinks. You know, Judge Justice Milton Tingling said in his ruling that the 16-ounce limit on sodas in New York City and other high-calorie drinks arbitrarily applied to only some sweet beverages and some places that sell them. Okay, these things weren't fair. You can make all the rules, but they need to be practical. Okay, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Still no news on who the new pope is, but I do know that we do have a new pope. Looks like the white smoke is being sent out and just kind of fluffing on out of the church. White smoke, pretty exciting for people. As soon as we find out, we'll let you know. If not, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah, you guys have to get your news from me. Can't watch any of the other news. I'm sure you guys will find out. Pretty exciting stuff. Yeah, I guess they voted. Yeah, I guess all cardinals are allowed to apply. And what that means? No. I'm not a cardinal, so I couldn't run for pope. I don't think I could run for pope. Don't you have to, you know, have no skeletons in the closet, right? Yeah, we have a whole like graveyard in the closet. Couldn't do it. Sorry, couldn't do it. Okay, so interesting. There is a primal animal-inspired movement class called Stoked Primal. And this promises to burn 350 calories in a half hour. Apparently, Reebok Sports Club in New York City
has this, I guess, this class. It's supposed to be this growing fitness trend where you do moves like a gorilla, moves like a panther, a Komodo dragon, and it's supposed to be a total body workout that doesn't require any equipment. You just have to use your body weight. Now, fitness instructor Kira Stokes has 20 years experience in the industry. She said she created this class for some exercise variety. She says, I wanted to come up with a class really different than your traditional push, squat, lunge type, I guess, workout. Get your heart rate up. Really has a lot of movement and not just a stationary exercise. So I guess as you're trying to move like a Komodo dragon or a panther, yellow lab, I'm sure you do a lot of leg lifting, right? Because my dog sure knows how to lift his leg and pee. She said she wanted to come up with a class that was really different, challenging routine tests, strength, flexibility, mobility, and agility. She said the best part is you could do the moves anywhere, okay? You don't have to use equipment. You could take it outside. You could do it in the park. If you're stuck in a hotel and there's no gym there and you have no resources, you have no excuse. You could drop down, do these primal moves, and get an amazing workout in. My guess is it's these moves, rather than pretty and delicate like Pilates, you're kind of doing these movements like animals do. Yeah, no, not doggy style. Come on, people, grow up. And to me, it makes sense. I mean, you're using your muscles. You're using balance. Okay? I mean, you know, remember when we were kids that say, okay, you know, walk like a lion. Okay? Now, you know, try to slither like a snake. So you would be doing these things, and you would. You'd really work up a sweat. So, I don't know. Looks cool. I mean, the one thing I do dig is the idea that there's exercise things you could do without equipment. So many of us travel. So many of us are busy. And then we don't exercise. I mean, we just say, oh, sorry, we can't, you know, we're stuck, basically. And no, you're not. Okay, you should be able to exercise wherever you go. And I love the idea of designing a type of exercise workout that you could do anywhere. Now, I like to run, but very hard to do that if I'm on a fourth floor or an 18th floor of a hotel, because somebody then bangs underneath, the ceiling underneath. Oh, don't you hate that? You bring your kids to, you know, on a trip with you. The kids are running around and the people are yelling. You know, and I'm like, why couldn't the hotel have thicker, you know, roofs, thicker walls? One, we weren't even making that much noise, but the hotel we were in must have been, or the motel, must have been just so thin. People were yelling and screaming and banging and security was coming up and we're like, it's nothing. So that hotel just needs to rebuild itself. But anyway, I think it's a great idea to get that exercise in. All right, so I just don't know what animal I would recommend to do or what animal I would even try to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, true cats clean themselves when they lick themselves. I'm sure if they say do the cat, that would really cause a lot of giggles. But, I mean, you know, think about trying to lift that leg and get it back behind your ears. Okay, I mean, you know you're going to be, I mean, that's a workout there, right? And, you know, it increases flexibility, it increases strength, you know, just cause a lot of giggles. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, elementary students have been rushed to the hospital after eating marijuana-laced brownies in Costa Mesa. They're all recovering. They're aged 10 to 12. Apparently, a boy brought a marijuana brownie to school. They all had some, and I guess they start to get sick. Okay, dizziness, vomiting, nausea. They have all been released to go home. Okay, now they want to figure out how a fifth grader got marijuana-laced brownie. I would probably ask the parents. Alejandro Rodriguez said his cousin, the only girl who took a bite, went to the hospital feeling ill. She's throwing up, feeling kind of high, doesn't remember anyone, supposedly. Now, some of you guys are giggling with this, but, you know, a lot of these kids, they, you know, they get into their parents' stash. Wasn't there a two-year-old that kind of overdosed on marijuana cookies? She didn't die. She got pretty sick. I really don't know if I've heard of an overdose death from marijuana. You know, I've heard of people getting into car accidents with marijuana and dying. I haven't heard of an overdose death. But, yeah, kid got into her mother's marijuana cookies. Got to hide that stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we've been talking about quitting smoking on the first few hours of the show, and a study has come out saying, look, many of you, you know, don't quit smoking because you want to, you know, protect your weight, but even if you gain weight, okay, still, quitting smoking protects your heart. So don't say, I don't want to quit smoking because I'll gain weight and that'll hurt my heart. You know, the act of smoking is far worse than the weight on your heart. So in this study, they looked at 3,200 U.S. adults, and they found that former smokers cut their risk of heart disease and stroke in half, whether you gained weight or not. So it kind of gives reassurance to smokers, you know, or, you know, doesn't give them an excuse that you get to kind of say, nah, I'm going to gain weight. And if I gain weight, I'll just negate any effects of the quitting smoking. They say no. Research suggests that half of women and one quarter of men who smoke worry about gaining weight if they try to quit. And many of you will. So we talked about that. We talked about tricks of the trade. We talked about chewing gum. We talked about sunflower seeds. We talked about carrot sticks, celery sticks. You know, we talked about brushing your teeth. We talked about flossing. We talked about gargling with mouthwash. One of you called in and said you use pomegranate seeds. So, you know, there are some tricks of the trade. But what we don't want you to do is just substitute it with meals. They still recommend, look, eat regular, exercise, you know. You know, the fact that the nicotine kind of, you know, maybe an appetite suppressant, the fact that you're putting something else in your mouth other than food, yeah, we know that many people have kept their weight down with the smokes. So there is always that risk of weight gain. But even if you do gain the 20 pounds, they say it's still nothing like the smoking risk. Okay, so they say watch your exercise, watch your diet, etc. Certain foods help with cravings, like I think fish. Trying to think what else. I know, sardines. Sardines just ruins your taste for everything. My guess is even grapefruit could probably do it too. So just, you know, but I love the idea of brushing your teeth, flossing, mouthwash. I think it's awesome. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we are coming into spring break. And with spring break comes a lot of partying. Well, you do have a list of party places, a lot of them, and you also have a list of the trashiest spring break destinations. So here is a list that was compiled by coedmagazine.com of the trashiest places. Okay, it was based on the number of Hooters restaurants, tattoo parlors, liquor stores, strip clubs, right, as well as a percentage of bars with liberal closing times and laissez-faire open container laws. Number one on the trashiest spring break destination list, Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you very much. All right. You know, we need the tourism. Thank you. Number two, South Padre Island, Texas. Number three, Daytona Beach, Florida. Number four, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Number five, Orlando, Florida. Number six, Lake Havasu, Arizona. Number seven, Miami, Florida. Number eight, Panama City Beach, Florida. Number nine, Key West, Florida. Number 10, Fort Myers, Florida. Florida looks like a great spring break destination. 11, Tampa, Florida. Then Virginia Beach, Virginia. 13, Scottsdale, Arizona. 14, New Orleans, Louisiana. And then the 15th of the trashiest were San Diego, California. So, know where your daughters or sons are going to. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have my voice back. You all be safe and God bless.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and
and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.